This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Tax filing season in the U.S. begins later this month, and this year, low-income filers who qualify for two popular tax credits may have to wait longer than usual for the money. Dan Crocker from Minnesota Public Radio reports.
Every year, the Earned Income Tax Credit funnels about $60 billion to working low-income tax filers. The average refund is just over $3,000. But in an effort to reduce errors and fraud, starting this year, the IRS is required to hold those refunds until February 15th. That's about 2 weeks later than past years. Elaine Mogg with the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center says while that sounds early,
for low-income families who are perhaps receiving the most significant payment they're going to in the entire year, February 15th is pretty late.
Mogg says many families rely on early refunds to catch up on bills. Child tax credit refunds will also be delayed. Julia Cheng manages a tax site program in Duluth, Minnesota that helps low-income people file their returns.
The message from the IRS is that taxpayers should file as they usually do.
The IRS says it will process returns when it receives them. It just can't send out checks until mid-February. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.